95.3 AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning, 610 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Good to be back. Also good to have Candy with us, the best laugh in all of radio. we have a lot of things going on. I never know where to start because there's so much. I get a little bit overwhelmed, frankly. Let's start with this. I can't remember. Are you a gamer? Your husband a gamer? He's a gamer, right?
But Darren hates games.
Oh, all right.
I used to be until I met Darren.
Okay, and now you play games more.
Now I play nothing.
Okay.
I play Netflix and Prime Video.
Did you happen to catch this announcement last week, I guess, that PlayStation is going to stop producing physical discs?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to all be digital downloads.
Isn't that weird?
It is
weird. I remember my
weird.
First one thinking I was going to get ripped off.
Well,
I didn't. It's fine.
And I'm not you know me, I still have VHS tapes, I have DVDs.
Yeah.
There's a part of me that, you know, I have a dish satellite for my satellite service, and I don't like having to depend on the services or the streams. I mean, I like using them, they're super convenient, but I always feel like I don't really have it. And so if there are movies that I really love, I have them saved on my DVR, but they're not really mine because if we quit Dish, they go away because it's a proprietary thing. And it's even if you copy it to an external drive, it's got all their encoding or whatever. So
I kept all my Cox cable boxes.
Even though
I own Caddyshack on every way you can own it.
Right.
Yeah, yes.
So I understand where the gamers are coming from, that they're frustrated that like in 2028, Sony, I guess, is going to stop making physical discs. It's all going to be digital. And yeah. I'm the same way. I know digital download for a game is still, it's on your machine, but, you know, you feel like if you got to pay a monthly subscription, you don't really own it. It's not really yours. It's kind of like right. You're renting. It's not like, sort of like property taxes. And there's something disconcerting about that. That's why I'm not a fan of the Microsoft 365. I just want to own it. I want it to be on my computer and leave me alone. I don't want to pay a monthly fee. I don't want to be part of a group. I just want to have it. So I know it's there. If the internet dies, I want to have it still, as opposed to cannot verify your subscription. Therefore, you suck. You know, you're out of luck. That's
absolutely
a very unpleasant experience. Anyway, so this is the thing that's coming, is that they're going to, you know, you won't really own the games. And that's why, like, when you have a subscription service and they decide to delete a movie that you love, tough for you, even if you paid for it. Yeah. You know, you thought you bought it. Nah, you bought it as long as it was available, and now it's just plain gone. I was trying to decide how early in the show I would want to do this because this is going to be a bad one, okay? This is a very, very frustrating.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
This is crazy.
Oh, no, we're doomed.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
It's the end of the world.
Today's sign of the apocalypse.
All right, this is bad. Okay, I mean, this is really bad. Candy, it is now July the 6th.
That's right.
Okay, it's 2 days after July the 4th.
Right.
July the 4th, 250th anniversary of the United States of America, signifies what? I wouldn't ask you this, but I know you know this. What happened on July 4th, 1776?
Signing of the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, you sound uncertain.
Because you always do that to me, and I'm pretty stupid, to be fair. If you haven't met me, I'm pretty dumb, and I love you, everybody, and I'm just doing my best. But that's
you're,
right,
no,
right?
No, you're exactly right.
All right.
No, that's it. The signing of the Declaration of Independence, the declaration that we were no longer going to submit to the thumb of authority of the king, and, you know, all the list of grievances, you know, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, originally property, that came into the Constitution later. Okay, that's my short, fast version of history. But we declared independence. We rebelled. We revolted. We seceded. And then it took a war to make it real. And then later on, we, you know, Constitution, 1787, 1789, the Bill of Rights. I mean, you know, okay. But this is what we think of as the birthday for the United States. It's where we said, we're independent. And then we had to have a war to make it so, right? 1776, yeah. Declaration of Independence. Everybody got that. Simple. Well, why is that hard, Andrew? You ready? A nationwide poll conducted by Cato Institute asked people, Cato's a libertarian, if you don't know. Cato Institute, why is July 4th significant? 46% of Americans did not know what the 4th of July commemorates. 46% of Americans did not know what the 4th of July represented. 61% of Gen Z. 61% of young adults. That's approaching two-thirds. Not to do too much math early in the day. Approaching two-thirds of young adults, Gen Z, adults, don't know that the 4th of July is because of the Declaration of Independence, was the beginning of America. 61%. Where do you start? Like, start over. Like, we're doomed. Like, why are socialists getting elected? I mean, you know, when President Trump complains about communism infiltrating America, and when, you know, Mike Johnson complains about communism infiltrating America, well, let's start with the fact that 61% of young people don't even know that the 4th of July was the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Like, put your John Hancock here. What does that mean? like, where to start? So, yeah, not great. Now, there is a part of me that always, you know, that's the media headline. And that's, frankly, my headline because it's horrifying. But there's also always a part of me that's like, well, okay. But a lot of people don't know a lot of things, you know. And when you used to have Jay Leno go out and do the jaywalking, you know, they find the dumbest people. But that's them producing out of 100, they get the four idiots, right? And you could at least convince yourself that maybe most of the people had heard of Thomas Jefferson, and there were just a few nincompoops, right? Well, 61%! There's no talking around that. And by the way, if you know anything about sampling and surveying, you'll know that 1,500 is the magic number. If you ask 1,500 people a question, as long as you've done a pretty good job of randomizing how you get to those people, once you ask 1,500, that is the gold standard. That's, you know, plus or minus typically 4%, I think, is what 1,500. And it doesn't matter if you have a population of 100 million or 300 million or a billion, it does not matter. If you ask 1,500, you have a really high confidence that your sample is reliable. Honestly, if you ask 1,500 and then you asked 20,000, your survey doesn't become, I mean, it's negligible how much more accurate it is. It's very minor. And I know if you don't know the math, it's kind of hard to explain that, but that's true. So they asked 2,200 people. This is a real study, a real survey. All right, Candy's got traffic on the fives.
I got to follow that up. Okay. So I'm in the top 40%.
Teach them! Yeah. Teach them!
I is smart. When it's time to call a plumber, call a Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. And I'm not showing any slowdowns or delays right now. Your usual areas of construction, certainly watch out for that. And then, of course, getting onto the base at Pensacola NAS. Starting to slow down back up over the bridge. And, of course, Corey is backed up just a little bit as you're making your way on Chief's Way into Corey Station. And 437-1620, you can call or text if you see that accident or slowdown this morning.
And it's time for the Blue Angels.
It is time for the Blue Angels. So what do I do?
Just that next one right up. There you go.
Okay, uh-huh. And here it's time for the Blue Angels. It's 6:18.
The 1967 season of the Blue Angels began with winter training at El Centro Naval Air Station in the Imperial Valley Desert of Southern California. This was the first year for winter training at El Centro, and they've conducted winter training there ever since. One reason for Navy flight training over the desert is the sharp contrast between the blue sky and the brown sand. When training over water, as they used to do in Key West, Florida, the difference between the blue sky and the blue water is much less obvious, which makes vertigo more likely. The El Centro base also provides the Blues with a vast, relatively air traffic-free zone for practicing their delicate maneuvers. The 1967 season was a year for long-distance travel for the Blue Angels as they performed 65 flight demonstrations throughout Europe, North Africa, the Middle East, and Canada, plus Alaska and many other U.S. states. Americans in every state had a chance to see the Blue Angels in 1968 when the team went on a whirlwind tour of the United States, performing air shows in all 50 states. In October of the same year, Lieutenant Mary Russell reported to the Blue Angels as public information officer, becoming the first female to be assigned to the Navy Flight Demonstration Team. The November 17, 1968 performance at NAS El Centro was not only the final show of the season, it was the final show in the F-11 Tigers II. After 22 years of flying Grumman-built aircraft and 11 of those in the Tiger, the Blue Angels were switching to the McDonnell Douglas F-4 Phantom fighter jet, which was serving the Navy so well in Vietnam. Because of the tremendous power of those Mach 2 F-4s, supersonic speeds were easily attained, even without intending to, as happened at an air show in Canada on August 6, 1969. The Blue Angels were performing in Kelowna, British Columbia, when, due to high terrain, it was necessary for one of the pilots to deviate from his normal flight path to rejoin the others in formation. He got slightly behind in his timing, and in order to catch up, lit his afterburners for just a second or two. But this caused his plane to break the sound barrier, and the resulting sonic boom shook the city and shattered most of the windows in an 8-block area downtown. I'll be back with more after this.
Hi, folks. This is Bulldog attorney Dan Stewart. The Blue Angels inspire a culture of excellence. Abused or homeless children do not have a jury of their peers. Let's inspire a culture of excellence to protect our children.
We hold on, Dan. We make it clear every child is wanted here.
Blue Angels must be strong, healthy, and fit. So why was there a fat Blue Angel added in 1970? Find out in the next chapter of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Billy Anderson here with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The team at Anderson Subaru is proud to join the celebration of 250 years of American freedom. Now through July 31st, you'll get a free American flag when you buy any new Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Right now, you get 0.9% financing for 75 months or $1,500 off TSRP on 2026 Ascent models. Plus, you can get 3.9% financing for 48 months or $1,500 off TSRP on any new Forester hybrid in stock. And we have 1.9% financing for 75 months or $1,500 off TSRP on any new Outback in stock. Take home a Subaru, grab a flag, and celebrate America's historic milestone. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you. Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go. We've got all the details. News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Michael Ruzioni, went through Massachusetts.
Who do you play for?
I play for the United States of America.
That's all, gentlemen.
News Radio 92.3. Plus, if John's listening in Texas, he's so excited to hear me on my own voluntarily playing Brooks and Dunn under any circumstances. But hey, you know, we're still playing patriotic music for today and patriotic sound clips.
You don't like Brooks and Dunn? Oh, you don't like country music?
There you go. That's the one. It's fine.
You don't have like all these. Never.
Okay. 437-1620. Steve is in the newsroom with our headlines. It's all the old band is back together today with David out for the day. Hey, Steve, what's going on?
Well, at least 25 people are dead because of the extreme heat that's been gripping half the nation. Over 150 million Americans across the eastern U.S. were subjected to record-setting heat on the 4th of July with the heat alerts issued all the way from the Midwest to the Deep South and the Northeast. NATO leaders are holding a summit in Turkey this week, and the Trump administration is continuing to scrutinize the transatlantic alliance. The summit kicks off tomorrow in Ankara, where European leaders are bracing for a future which the U.S. plays a smaller role in security and defense. And Joey Chestnut has won his 18th title at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest in New York City there at Coney Island. Chestnut dominated the men's competition on Saturday by eating 66 hot dogs. Imagine that, 66 hot dogs and the buns in 10 minutes. That's 10 short of his record, though, of 76. But the 42-year-old Chestnut is remaining unbeaten since 2015.
I think Miki Sudo also won again for the women, which is, you know, she's amazing, too. I mean, not putting down 66.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. Miki Sudo cruised to her 12th win. She topped her own record by eating nearly 39 hot dogs and buns. That, of course, contest is held, on the boardwalk there at Coney Island. But brutal conditions were going on while they were doing that. Heat index about 100 degrees there. And that's what's happening.
Thanks so much, Steve. 625 on News Radio 92.3. We had our own, like, oh, my God, it was hot this weekend and last week kind of story. I'll tell you about that in a second. Meanwhile, Candy has got traffic on the fives.
All right, not showing any slowdowns or delays right now. It looks like everything is running smoothly so far. All exits off I-10, I-110 reporting as clear. Not showing any problems yet on 98. Still holiday light as far as traffic goes. 437-1620. You can text if you see any accidents or slowdowns. 625. Did I do it right?
Sure.
Sorry.
I'm Candy with your traffic on the fives.
I'm Candy with your traffic on the fives. I'm sorry.
I love you so
I'm
much.
Sorry. I'm sorry. It's just been like a year. And I love you, everybody. Thank you for your patience.
So we were gone all week. We were in South Carolina having a good time. My wife is the best cruise director ever. Like, she packs it, and she's, you know, we're up at 7. We're leaving to go to do the things. And she's got, you know, any given day would be going to 4 different waterfalls and playing in them and hiking to them and, like, going out on Lake Martin or going out on Lake Jocassee. Yeah. That's how we do. She's very organized and very active, and we do lots of outdoorsy kinds of things. Well, we decided, that, hey, if it's 105 degree heat index, that's the week when we should be out exercising. So, yeah.
And he's still with us.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
So we went early to Lake Martin, as I mentioned earlier, and we paddleboarded out to the Jumping Rock and had a great time and, you know, almost died because there's no place to moor really at this particular Jumping Rock. And we had paddle boards and there's big waves, and you got to swim to the thing, and we weren't really that risky, but anyway, it's a thing. So went and jumped, had a good time, paddleboarded back, retired, and she says, next up, climbing the tower, the fire tower. And I thought, oh, okay, climbing the fire tower in Smithtown. How bad can it be? You know how a lot of times when you go to a nature thing, there'll be a sign that says, warning, this is a strenuous hike, and, you know, people with heart conditions and pregnant women and all should not do this. And you know, usually what you think is, okay, only the biggest wussy would take that seriously because obviously it's fine. Oh, no, this is a real, like, I'm, for my age, in pretty good shape, and we do a lot of exercise and activity. Oh, my God, this was a hike. Like, this was uphill, up rocks, around and it's hot. You know, it's like 90 and feels like 105, and we get to the top of the actual mountain, which is like a 300-foot climb, which is not that much, really. But it's, you know, it's enough. You get to the, and the view of Lake Martin is amazing. And then there's a 100-foot of tower climb. Because they got a fire tower at the top of this mountain that goes above all the trees. And you can see everywhere. Like, you can see for, I don't even know, 30 miles maybe in every direction. And once you get to the top of the mountain and you're dying, you're like, well, obviously we got to climb the tower. So we climb the tower. Oh, the views are spectacular. But all I kept thinking is, And as we're halfway up the tower, and my son, my youngest, is 17, is, I don't know, he's 5'10", and he weighs like 84 pounds. He's a very, very, I think he's like actually 120.
No, that's accurate.
But he's very, very, very skinny.
He looks like a freeze-dried Prince Harry.
That's right. So, that's a great description.
Martin Short said it about Conan.
He's halfway up the tower, way ahead of us, and I see not one but two, you know, 6-foot wingspan birds of prey, like, leave the tower and not carrying my son with them, which I thanked God, which is kind of nice. But anyway, we get to the top, we look around, and it's great. And then you have the hike back. And on the hike back, of course, we get lost because as you do. And I'm thinking to myself the whole time, like, this is how I make the news. We wind up in the news, lost in 105 degree heat because we went on a hike. And no, we wound up getting home safely. But oh my God, the heat is for real. Be careful in the heat. Be smarter than Andrew McKay, which in this case is a low bar. 628 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, you know, it's kind of funny. Steve had mentioned the story about Miki Sudo getting, whatever, 30-ish hot dogs that she ate yesterday versus Joey Chestnut. Now, Joey Chestnut is a freak of nature. There's no way around it. The next best competitor, typically, I didn't look up what yesterday's or what Saturday's was. Typically, the next best competitor is like 50. You know, which is amazing, 50 hot dogs. And what do they do, 12 minutes, if I recall correctly? I think it's 12. I thought it was 15, but it might be 12.
I thought it was 10, but I'm not sure.
It's been a long time. Last year was the last time I watched it. Okay, but this is a good reminder. that men and women are different. And that letting men who identify as women compete in the women's hot dog eating contest would be profoundly unfair to the women, which is what the Supreme Court affirmed in their ruling recently, right? You had all these big Supreme Court opinions that came down.
Not for the hot dog eating contest, though.
Well, it doesn't directly apply, but it's an illustration, right? That the laws in, where was it, Rhode Island? I forget where the law was that they upheld. The two laws, which frankly, I couldn't tell the difference between the two laws, but it was two laws that said that transgender athletes cannot compete. You know, born men cannot compete in women's sports. And the Supreme Court upheld that. And 6-3, I mean, which is somewhat not that surprising. But they're right. And the basis of that was intermediate scrutiny, which you're not talking about fundamental rights under the Constitution, like race and religion. You're talking about intermediate scrutiny for gender as one of those things. And you've got to be able to show that there's a sort of natural connection between what the state is trying to accomplish to protect women's sports from the intrusion of men who are biologically better at sports.
News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Team USA plays Belgium tonight at the World Cup, and star player Flo Balogun can play after President Trump reportedly asked FIFA to give his controversial red card a second look.
Balogun has scored 3 of America's 10 goals at this World Cup and is its only player with more than one. But after being given a controversial red card in the round of 32, the rules said he would have to sit out the next game and that there was no way to appeal it. With 30 hours until the match against Belgium, though, FIFA announced that its judicial body was suspending the ban.
Fox's Greg Thompson, Belgium reportedly appealing accused killer Tyler Robinson, set to come face-to-face with Charlie Kirk's parents and widow in a Utah courtroom.
Prosecutors have said they plan to introduce forensic and video evidence, witness statements, autopsy findings, and alleged messages Robinson wrote his romantic partner. Kirk was killed last September at Utah Valley University.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31, 77 degrees, and partly cloudy. I'm Steve Taylor in for David Wayne on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola police have not yet identified a suspect in the deadly shooting on Intensia Street, which happened, of course, yesterday morning in the early hours. But Chief Eric Winstrom says detectives have been working nonstop since those shots rang out.
We have not identified a suspect. What we have is a team of detectives that were out at the area hospitals talking to every single one of the victims that was able to be talked to. I think one or maybe two were headed in an emergency surgery.
Chief Eric Winstrom, Pensacola Police Department. Winstrom says the community has been stepping up. Businesses along Palafox are sharing surveillance video, and witnesses on the scene stayed behind to cooperate with the investigators. He says the community's help may be what ultimately delivers justice for the family of the 19-year-old who was killed. 7 people total were shot on in Intensia Street between Jefferson and Palafox about 1:20 yesterday morning, and 6 are expected to survive. Chief Winstrom will update us in a news conference about 11 a.m. this morning. A 32-year-old Crestview man's dead after the homemade go-kart he was driving collided with a pickup truck in Okaloosa County. Florida Highway Patrol says the go-kart drifted into the shoulder of Garden City Road, then re-entered that roadway directly into the path of a northbound pickup. The go-kart driver died from the injuries. The 26-year-old pickup driver suffered some minor injuries. Blackwater Joe Canoes in Holt was closed for the 4th of July weekend, and the log jam, which is blocking the Blackwater River, is keeping coming back no matter how many times the crews try to clear that block. Manager Ben Waltman told Channel 3 the effort has been exhausting.
We went back yesterday to open it up a little more, and it's blocked again. And after 2.5 hours, I give up.
The logs originally jammed just south of the Bryant Bridge before moving downriver into Santa Rosa County. The Florida Division of Forestry is now lending a hand with clearing operations. Blackwater Joe says it'll reopen as soon as the river is safe, but urges anybody heading out on their own to use extreme caution given the strong currents and the deep water in that area. Let's check the forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first warning weather update. We will have a 40% chance of those showers and thunderstorms today. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, high near 90 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 81. For Tuesday, mostly sunny skies, 40% chance of rain, high near 91. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 82. Heading into Wednesday, 20% chance of rain, mostly sunny skies, high near 91. And Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. Right now, let's go to Candy Colson for a look at traffic on the 5.
All right. Watching one accident on 98. It's Navarre Parkway and Sunrise Drive in Navarre. Not showing a roadblock, but that'll slow things down. Watch for emergency crews on scene. If you see an accident or a slowdown, please text. Let us know. 437-1620. I'm Candy, and that's your traffic on the 5s.
Thanks, Candy. Well, right now, temperature-wise, 77 degrees in Pensacola. 78 right now in Gulf Breeze and 73 at Milton at 635. Next news is at 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. Another good sign from Boeing as the plane maker works to ramp up production and keep pace with enormous global demand for jets. The company will open a fourth assembly line, churning out 737 MAX jets outside Seattle. That's the same plane involved in the 2024 mid-air blowout of a door on an Alaska Airlines flight. Slowly returning to normal in global transit, part of the network from Danish shipping giant Maersk will restart sailing through the Suez Canal rather than going around Africa's Cape of Good Hope. Ships had been rerouted for years after attacks from Yemen's Houthi rebels. At the box office, the 4th of July weekend was more fizzle than pop. The new Minions movie stumbled its way to the top spot. Prequel Minions and Monsters posted the worst opening weekend in Despicable Me franchise history at $61 million. And picking up where we left off on Wall Street, futures are higher after the market looks to build off last week's surge that carried the Dow to record highs. That's Your Money Now.
That'll be $84.52.
Perfect. Grab the bags, honey.
Mom, why do you always check your phone before we pay?
I'm just claiming my cash back on the Upside app. Since we're getting the groceries here and we filled up the car on the way, I've already earned enough this morning to pay for that pizza night we're having Friday.
Wait, so the app pays for pizza?
Not exactly, but the cash I earn on stuff we need helps us pay for the stuff we want. It's just a little win for our family every week.
Get more out of your everyday. Upside is the free app that gets you cash back on routine purchases like gas, groceries, and dining out at more than 100,000 locations nationwide. No points, no rebates, just cash back straight to your wallet. Download the free Upside app and use promo code ACT5 to get a $5 bonus on your first purchase. That's promo code ACT5 to get a $5 bonus. Remember, use promo code ACT5.
Offers vary by user and location at participating merchants. Go to upside.com for terms and conditions.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the fall semester. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu to learn more.
Join Kenny Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for car care tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss car care tomorrow at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
I move mountains for a living. Literally. That means I don't carry hand lotion, and when it comes to serious heartburn, I don't mess around with anything but Rolaid's Max Strength. Its dual-active formula has 1,500 milligrams of calcium carbonate and magnesium hydroxide that relieves heartburn fast. And the best part? The roll fits right here in my pocket, so I can get back to moving mountains.
Rolaid spells powerful relief. 1,500 milligrams is our highest amount of antacid per tablet. Read each label. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
You don't need someone yelling at you.
You just want someone to say what you're already thinking.
That's MVR. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. They take the biggest stories of the day, cut through the nonsense, and say the quiet part out loud.
The American people have had enough.
Well, except for white women 55 plus.
There are a lot of white women that lean left.
Usually with a little sarcasm.
Thankfully, we know all the sane ones.
MVR. Weekdays 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you.
if you think that was easy, it wasn't. And I want to thank everybody because they did the right thing. They saw lightning, and I said, there's no way if we have to speak in front of one person at 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to be here. There's no way we can be deterred.
So after a lightning and danger delay, and they had to evacuate people, and they told them, go away, come back if you're lucky, to the Saturday event for President Trump and the fireworks in D.C., we had just gotten home. I mean, we got home at like 11. And the first thing I did is I turned on the TV and I scrambled around to find to watch it. I was curious, and nobody was carrying it. You know, you got the Macy's one, you got the Ohio one, you had the Nashville one, and I'm like, nobody's carrying the biggest fireworks display in the country? Well, C-SPAN was. So I recorded C-SPAN and then didn't think much of it. Come back to watch it later at night. And the part of the reason that I hadn't been I didn't know what to expect. It's because I figured, oh, Trump is going to speak. Great. but that was my reaction. Okay, of course he's going to speak. It's going to be long. It's going to be his typical, you know, the election was stolen from me and all these evil Democrats and all this stuff. And fine. Well, then I saw a reaction to the speech. I thought, I'll go back and watch it. And I did. And it was actually fantastic. I didn't know what to expect of the fireworks show because, frankly, the Great American State Fair was pretty fizzle. And, you know, like states weren't even showing up to do their own booths and stuff like that, which partly was a protest against Trump, which is stupid. Why wouldn't you at least send your tourism people there to get free advertising? But whatever. I didn't know whether to expect a great thing or a semi thing or, you know, is this going to be another version of the military parade, which I thought was cool, but nobody attended, you know, that kind of thing. Oh, my God. The fireworks were amazing. 38 minutes of what for any other show would have been a finale. And then there was a finale. It was crazy. I watched the Macy's one a little bit, and it was they did their typical, like, four barges. I couldn't tell for sure. I think there were six barges in D.C. I think there were six. But it seemed like the whole waterfront was on fire for 38 minutes. It was amazing. Now, the music, I wish they would have just gone with recorded. I mean, no offense to all of our dear friends in the military who were singing. They were fine.
Where were the barges?
Just in the water behind the wherever there was like off in the river
thing?
In Potomac River, I
I'm
think.
Just,
so
I'm just
yeah,
kidding.
No, it wasn't in the reflecting pool, Candy.
Well,
anyway,
I'm
so President
stupid.
Trump gave his speech, and I honestly I had not been intending to even listen to it, but I saw such good reviews of the speech. I thought, oh, I want to check it out. The speech was great, and this is part of the problem is that Trump has such a range of anywhere from, oh my God, why do I have to watch this? This is terrible, to, oh my God, this is fantastic. He's amazing, or at least the content is amazing.
Because this is the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, nothing like it. For 2.5 centuries, our American Republic has stood as the crowning achievement of human history. This country is the home of freedom. This is the land of liberty, and this is a flag that's the banner of the most extraordinary, most exceptional, most incredible nation ever to exist on the face of the earth, and we're doing better now than we've ever done before.
And that's exactly the tone you want for the 250th anniversary of the founding of the nation.
No people have done more good, shown more courage, made more progress, righted more injustice, or achieved more greatness than you, the American people. For 250 years, the United States of America has been the hope, the promise, the light, and the glory among all of the nations of the world. All over the world, they try and be like us. Nobody can be like us. And with God's help, we will always be this or even better.
I love the or even better
part.
We're
gonna be better.
Absolutely.
But it all started with the miracle of history that lives forever in the heart of every single patriot. In Philadelphia, our founding fathers summoned the courage of giants and the wisdom of centuries to boldly proclaim these timeless truths. They declared that all men are created equal. That they are endowed with sacred, unalienable rights by the hand of our Creator. And and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Again, it was 100% on note for sure.
We are honored to have here tonight in the heart of our nation's capital one of the very first American flags ever to exist, dating back to 1777. It bears the 13 stars and 13 stripes of the 13 states that declared independence on the 4th of July.
And this was one of the cool things that they did throughout the night, throughout the speech. They had all of these historic flags on display behind the president, behind the singers, you know, when the Artemis crew comes out. And it was all these, like, Smith, because it's at the mall, so the Smithsonian is right there. It's pretty obvious that they can do this. But flags going to all of the key, not all, but, you know, many of the key moments of American military or independence history.
There it is. This was the flag that flew victorious at Saratoga.
Oh, my God.
And these are the real deals, too. These are the real flags. These are flags that have seen a lot. These were the stars and stripes that flew triumphant when the British waved the white flag of surrender at Yorktown. That was a big surrender. Nobody thought that was possible. They were the greatest power of the world, and they surrendered, and that was the beginning.
And this flag saw that. I mean, just, you know, fantastic. We'll come back to the speech in a second, because I thought it was great. It was exactly what you want on the 4th of July. Candy has traffic on the fives. By the way, welcome back, Candy.
Oh, thank you so much. This is so fun.
Great to have you. We got all the listeners are texting. Oh, my God, Candy! Exactly.
There's a couple of dirty ones I couldn't read.
You'd like to say how you've got a lot of people who, you know, you listened to you back at TK a long time ago.
Yeah, I used to work at TK, and I worked at Cat Country.
Because as they've grown up, they've kind of, like, evolved along with you.
Isn't that funny? We all, like, pay attention to what Nick, because I was like, why would you listen to news? Oh, my God, everybody ever dated. I love Andrew McKay.
My best example of that, my favorite, is Colton Wright. You know, Commissioner Wright.
I would tattoo his name on my forehead. I love Colton Wright. He was my first Republican friend. That sounds crazy.
But that's...
I'm not saying it like that.
And I'm your second.
And you were my...
Third. Brent Lane's your second. Fair enough. Anyway, go on.
Accurate. Oh, my God. Well, and thank you so much for texting in, everybody. This report brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone. Free battery testing at AutoZone. Free battery charging. Replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes AutoZone great. America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone. As we take a look at our roads, we're not showing any slowdowns or delays right now. We do have an accident. It looks like on Highway 98, which always slows things down. Now, I'm not showing a roadblock, but emergency crews on scene shortly, I imagine. Navarre Parkway, that's Highway 98, and Sunrise Drive in Navarre. So that's what that is. Certainly use caution there and wherever you are. And if you see an accident or a slowdown, please let us know. You can text in 437-1620. We're also seeing an accident East 9 Mile and Hillview Drive in Pensacola. I'm Candy, and that's your traffic on the fives.
Oh, so many texts of people excited you're back, including from Mike Wood. The PIO for PPD,
Mike,
and
all
kinds of listeners. I love it.
I only see him on the news now.
There you go.
Which is sad. Right. I know. And you did great this weekend, Mike.
Back to the President Trump speech on Saturday night for the 4th of July event that got postponed because of weather. They brought everybody back, and they went ahead and did it. Thank goodness they did, because just the fireworks alone was fantastic. You know, even had they whatever music they had done with the flags, with the history of the flags that they had watched was fantastic.
Unlike so many others in the world, in this country, we have freedom of speech, freedom of religion, equal justice under the law, although I wasn't treated that well, but we won't get into that.
That was the one time only.
And the right to keep and bear arms.
Where I thought he kind of made it, you know, just a little bit of a veer in the direction of talking about his own woes and his, you know, his list of grievances or whatever. But that was pretty much it.
Ever since, the entire world has been on notice that Americans will never let anyone take our freedom away. Won't happen. And all these talks from the communists, they haven't got a chance. Not even a chance. We don't want communists in our country. Never worked, and it never will work.
It was an interesting set of... He came back to the communism theme repeatedly throughout the night. Mike Johnson yesterday talked about it on Fox News Sunday. I'll play those clips for you later. But, you know, it was interesting when he said that communism doesn't have a chance. One quibble, and of course, a lot with President Trump I might quibble with or disagree with. No, the concern is that it does have a chance because young people are supporting socialists in this country. And it really is a concerning thing because it's now largely the enemy within. I mean, it was always there, you know, even though people like to ridicule the House Un-American Activities Committee and Senator McCarthy and all that, you know, there were actually real communists in the United States. And, you know, keeping them from having power and, you know, preventing that movement from growing, from us being the domino, was actually pretty important. Now, can you do it by stifling speech? No, you cannot. You know, you have to win the right way. But be aware that the push for socialism, the push for communism is certainly farther ahead in this country right now than perhaps at any time in our past.
Across the generations, Americans have fought, bled, and died, not just to secure those rights, but to expand them to citizens of every race, religion, color, and creed, because we are one people. We are one family. You showed that tonight with one flag. And as our Declaration of Independence tells us, we are all made in the image of one Almighty God. And a communist will never say that. That's for sure.
And, though, that's true. I mean, you know, the phrase godless communist exists for a reason. Like, communism denies the existence of God, denies that men and women were made in his image, denies that they have inalienable rights that come from their creator. I mean, it's inimical or hostile or at odds with everything that this country stands for. And it's a mark of our strength that we can tolerate, endure, put up with, allow, protect even the freedom of godless communists who disagree with the premise of the rights that they take advantage of, even when they show up at city council meetings and protest. That's the truth of it. We have a system that protects even them, even in their denial of the very underpinnings, philosophical underpinnings of the rights that they take advantage of. Now, the best part of the night, now, the fireworks were fantastic. Okay, the president's speech was fantastic. The flags were fantastic, but the flags were fantastic because they were amplified by the presence of a series of World War II era American veterans who were there when that flag was significant, like this one.
Ken Shubring was 19 years old when he survived the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor after enemy planes sank ships like the USS Arizona. He resolved that he would help America strike back and win. He wanted them to strike back and win. Flying B-29s in the Pacific, Ken fought from the first day to the very last. He was in the war right from the first day, and he went to the last day and all the way to the enemy's unconditional surrender. We got an unconditional surrender. He was there at 104 years old and looking really good. Captain Shubring is here tonight, and he is saluting the flag that went down with the Arizona at Pearl Harbor, but was raised back up with the help of some unbelievable American patriots. It's a symbol of American defiance, please. Thank you, Captain. Thank you, Captain.
Love it.
Great job. Thank you very much.
Absolutely love it. And by the way, a whole series of people who were there at the thing at D-Day for the moon landing, the Artemis crew, and the flags. That, I mean, you obviously cannot have somebody to have been there at Saratoga. You know, right? That's way beyond. But great examples of flags that were there and people who are as old as the flag that was over the Alabama, you know, or not over the Alabama, but, you know, that over the years. That's amazing. And at D-Day and at Iwo Jima and the telling of American history and of American greatness and of American exceptionalism, which are key principles of what we believe in this country. I just, you know, I loved it. You can ridicule Trump all you want for his extravagance and his claims and his brags, and he deserves it. But there are times when he absolutely comes through, and, you know, the show, what is it, 800,000 individual fireworks that they shot off? 40 minutes, 38 minutes. Crazy. And for the final barrage of it, And I actually wish they had done a little bit better job mixing the sound so that you could hear the explosions better rather than I think they were all you could hear was kind of over the performer mics was the only way you could hear it. Because I wanted to hear the explosions. I wanted to hear all of that. Because that's what I love about a fireworks show is the way it thumps your chest when you're there. Yeah. But that last barrage, it looked like the entire waterfront had gotten, I mean, it looked, my wife and I both heard, it's like, it looks like a nuclear bomb went off. It did. It looked like the whole waterfront was on fire. It was phenomenal. 654 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you watch it, what did you think? Feel free to text me, 437-1620. If you're looking for that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars, cars that are a year to three, maybe 4 years young, low miles, great condition, A quality cars. They've had one owner, maybe two, okay? But like our car that we bought from them a few years ago, we bought a Honda Odyssey. It had one owner on a lease in Orlando. The dealership couldn't sell it 90 days. It went for auction, and Frontier went and bought it there. Brought it back home. We went to test drive it just because they had it. We literally were not trying to buy a car for another 6 months, but we wanted to, we do shop ahead and make sure we know what we want. Therefore, when the time comes, we can really be aggressive looking for the right car. It was such a good car. It was such the right price. It was our color. It was everything we wanted. So we bought it. And I mean, like, it's been a great car ever since. And they took care of us after. It was easy to do. Like, everything about the experience made me basically come back here and say to my sales manager, Jeff, I'm like, Jeff, I want to do ads for Frontier. I was like, okay. And so I've been ever since because they are a great place to buy cars. Not just because they have good cars, not just because they're good people, but because they don't treat you the way you normally feel treated when you go to a car place. It's different because they want you to come back. They want you to feel welcome. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for 29 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Candy has traffic on the fives.
All right, bad accident. This is I-10 westbound, it looks like. It's right between exit 17 by the Dairy Queen on Scenic Highway and the spur of I-10 meeting 110. It's right there in the middle, and it's tying things up quite a bit. It's backed up. Certainly, if you see an accident or a slowdown, you can let us know. 437-1620, I'm Candy with traffic on the fives.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite band. This week, it's Al Jolson, the world-class Elvis tribute artist who has been performing across the United States and overseas for the past 20 years. Consistently ranked one of the top Elvis performers in the world, according to Elvis Presley Enterprises, and you'll see him this week at Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is David Williams. I'm seeking re-election to the Escambia County School Board in District 3. I worked for 35 years in the school system, where I've made a difference in students' lives, where I help increase the graduation rate, making sure our schools are safe, and ensuring our students are college and career ready. Please visit my webpage at davidwilliams3.com and view my platform for District 3. Re-elect David Williams, Escambia School Board.
Paid political ad by David Williams for Escambia County School Board District 3.
Something important happens.
You don't have time to wait.
Breaking news lives here.
Here.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
Nope. Nope.
That's my bad. Oh, this. Okay. I don't know how to stop it.
All right, it's time to go to school.
Ah!
Come on, get your hands up, man. You need an interpreter. It's time to go to school.
You're gonna lose.
One of my all-time favorites. I love this Neil Diamond song. And with the Rocky IV clip, we're still doing patriotic songs and clips from the weekend because I didn't get to do July 4th, so I'm, you know, a little off of that. I love doing it. I always read the Declaration of Independence for the 4th of July, and the last 2 years we've been out, and, you know, just because we've got other things. I mean, you know. Welcome back, Andy. Oh, it is also a couple of interesting days in history that are worth knowing today. One is birthdays. Let's talk about that. Who's older, Sylvester Stallone or George W. Bush?
George Bush.
They're the same age.
No, they're not.
They both turned 80 today.
Sylvester, Rocky is 80?
Rocky's 80.
No!
Yeah. And also, you probably don't know him. There's an American philosopher who's a real villain intellectually. Peter Singer is also 80 today. But yeah, 50 Cent is 51. Kevin Hart is 47. 50 Cent is a
metaphor for change.
He's 50 cents and a penny that we don't make anymore. The AK-47 went into production this year in history, 79 years ago in 1947. Pretty important date in history. Maybe you think terrible, but certainly important. Probably responsible for killing more people than any other single weapon in the history of the world. I would guess. I don't have the number, but I would guess that that's true. And Frank went into hiding in 1942. And a local one. Oh, we're into Fox News. All right. It is News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 Pensacola Gulf Breeze WNRP AM.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze Milton Pensacola.
As for now, the Belgian Soccer Federation formally wrote to FIFA to appeal the matter, and the right to appeal was granted. The submission for the appeal had to be in by 8 a.m. Eastern time, as well as the response from U.S. Soccer.
And that red card call itself is controversial. It doesn't appear that Balogun meant to hurt the other player. President Trump is expected to leave tonight for the NATO summit, starting tomorrow in Ankara, Turkey. U.K. Ambassador Christian Turner spoke to Fox about the president's demand for more burden sharing. Here's Fox's Alex Hogan.
Ahead of the summit, the White House says that it's looking to what it calls a posture review of shifting the burden of Europe's defense to Europe. Britain's ambassador to the U.S. appeared on Fox saying that that's a message that the U.K. accepts.
The outgoing British Prime Minister announced a huge rise in our defense spending. It adds up to $393 billion over the next 4 to 5 years.
President Trump will meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the summit. A senior U.S. official says the discussions will center on the urgency to end the war and that the president will likely also follow up with Russian President Vladimir Putin as well.
And Zelensky is asking for more international support after Russian airstrikes kill at least 18 people in and around the capital, Kyiv, overnight. In Rittman, Ohio, a police officer is killed, two others and a police dog are wounded, shot responding to reports of gunfire at a home. That suspect and two other people were found dead inside the home. Several police cars with bullet holes had to be towed from the scene. America's listening to Fox News.
I move mountains for a living. Literally. That means I don't carry hand lotion, and when it comes to serious heartburn, I don't mess around with anything but Rolaids Max Strength. Its dual-active formula has 1,500 milligrams of calcium carbonate and magnesium hydroxide that relieves heartburn fast. And the best part? The roll fits right here in my pocket, so I can get back to moving mountains.
Rolaids spells powerful relief. 1,500 milligrams is our highest amount of antacid per tablet. Read each label. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-889-5566. That's 800-889-5566.
Today is the start of a five-day hearing in Utah about what evidence can be introduced at Charlie Kirk's accused murderer Tyler Robinson's trial. A Georgia teacher suspended over social media comments about the murders reached a settlement with her school district.
The Southern Poverty Law Center announcing its client was awarded almost $300,000 in a settlement with her school district following her indefinite suspension shortly after the murder of Charlie Kirk. Michelle Mickens had posted to her Facebook page that the world was safer without the Turning Point USA founder, who was assassinated. She called him a horrible person, a fascist full of hate for anyone who is different. The school district has not commented on the settlement, but the SPLC issued a statement saying the case illustrates that public school employees, including teachers, have a constitutionally protected right to free speech. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says he'll do what he can to get the Save America Act passed, requiring photo ID to vote in federal elections and proof of citizenship when registering to vote.
President Trump, during his July 4th speech on the National Mall, again stated his intent to pass voting reform. Speaker Johnson said on Fox News Sunday he'll stick to his plan to get that done.
We have done this in the House now three times already. We're going to do it again. And I'm going to put it in a reconciliation bill so that we can get it through the Senate. The problem is there's only 53 Republicans in the Senate.
That measure would need seven Democrats to join Republicans to get it through. Speaker Johnson said because he believes Democrats allow cheating in elections is why it won't get Democratic support. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Michigan State Senator Mallory McMorrow has dropped out of the Democrats' primary for U.S. Senate in a race that's now down to Congresswoman Haley Stevens. She's considered the more establishment candidate against Dr. Abdul El-Sayed, supported by the party's more progressive wing. I'm Chris Foster. This is Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:05 right now, 77 degrees with a few light showers in the area. I'm Steve Taylor in for David Wayne on News Radio 92.3. Let's go to Candy Cullison for a look at traffic on the 5.
Watching a bad accident, and it is tying things up. It's backed up on I-10 westbound, and the accident is between the Scenic Highway exit and the spur as you're getting to 110. So that is backed up a couple of miles, so that's what that slowdown is. We're also watching an accident, it looks like, in Cantonment on Booker Street. It looks like unknown if there's a roadblock or not, and that's just off 29. And then in Santa Rosa County, looking at Navarre Parkway and Sunrise Drive in Navarre, it looks like no roadblock, but emergency crews on scene maybe tying things up. So certainly use caution wherever you are. 437-1620. If you see that accident or slowdown, you can text in. I'm Candy with traffic on the 5s.
Thanks, Candy. Well, Pensacola Police Chief Eric Winstrom says what started as a large gathering of unsupervised young people after the 4th of July fireworks quickly escalated into one of the most dangerous situations he's seen in the city.
When you put all that together with as many as, say, 500 kids, many of who are engaging in this illegal activity, it creates an extremely dangerous environment. Like I said, we had about 50 extra police officers down there, and even with that police presence, someone was still emboldened enough to commit this heinous act of violence this morning.
Winstrom says the gathering began about 9:15 or 9:30 and grew after the fireworks ended. Young people were throwing mortar, fireworks at each other. One teenager was arrested while armed with a handgun. Winstrom says the city has seen similar teen takeovers at Cordova Mall and other locations. He says the youngest victim in this morning's shooting and yesterday morning shooting was 16 years old. And we'll get an update about 11 a.m. this morning when Chief Winstrom will hold a press conference. A Pensacola Navy veteran is celebrating the 4th of July weekend this year. After a recovery, his family is calling nothing short of a miracle. Just weeks ago, 28-year-old Ethan Prezzo was taken off life support at Baptist Hospital. His family had said their goodbyes, and nurses had lined those hallways for his honor walk before his organs were to be donated. Then the hospital called. His father, Jeffrey, told Channel 3 the moment doctors realized Ethan was responding.
He came in, he's like, Ethan, stick your tongue out for me. And he goes, and stuck his tongue out, and he turned and looked at me, and his eyes was the size of silver dollars. And he's like, hold on, I got to go get two nurses to witness this.
Ethan is now smiling, laughing at jokes, and communicating through sign language. He'll be transferred to a traumatic brain injury rehab facility to continue his recovery. Let's check the forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first warning weather update. We will have a 40% chance of those showers and thunderstorms today. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, high near 90 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 81. For Tuesday, mostly sunny skies, 40% chance of rain, high near 91. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 82. Heading into Wednesday, 20% chance of rain, mostly sunny skies, high near 91. And Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. Right now, there are a few showers drifting through the area, but it's just light rain. 77 degrees in Pensacola, 78 in Gulf Breeze, and 73 in Milton at 7:08. Next news is 7:30. Breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep